For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The newspapers say that the number of young voters didn't increase that much during the past election, but I do know one organization that's working very hard to inform those young voters about the drug war.
My name is Scarlett Swerdlow. I am the Executive Director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy. We're a national organization with over 100 chapters across the country, with students working to reform our country's drug laws and policies.
We've had a rather serious setback, some would say, to our drug reform movement with the re-election of the Bush crew. What does SSDP see? What do you glean from what just happened?
Well, I think that, you know, on the one hand, it is true that George W. Bush and his administration have a record of escalating the war on drugs, and particularly of escalating it to target youth. And so in that sense, it is a setback to continue to have him in office. Just as an example, it was under in between 2000 and 2004 that President Bush introduced a proposal to fund drug testing programs in public schools. And there is going to be a certain amount of money allocated to drug testing in schools. So, you know, he does have a record of escalating the drug war. On the other hand, though, you know, it's clear that a growing number of our country's citizens do not think that the drug war is a good idea and think that reforms need to be made and need to be made on a local level if they're not happening on a national level. As an example, in Columbia, Missouri, of all places, two reform initiatives passed. One, Proposition 2, made minor marijuana possession the lowest priority of the local police force. And it also changed the offense so that it was no longer a state offense or a federal offense, but a municipal one. The effect of this initiative is to take minor marijuana possession and make it it's a misdemeanor, and it's a municipal misdemeanor. So what that means is if a student is filling out their FAFSA and they come to the question that asks them, have you ever been convicted, do you have a state or federal conviction regarding selling or possessing illegal drugs, they can truthfully answer, no, I don't.
Imagine that, a kid busted for marijuana being able to go to college. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.